The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Telling us how to run Washington.
First of all, anybody that knows you are wearing topsiders.
There's no doubt you're wearing topsiders.
Okay,
Congressman, very quickly, I just heard you say what I'm hearing all of these Republican elected officials say these days. Well, I'm not endorsing John Kasich. I'm not endorsing Ted Cruz. I'm not endorsing Donald Trump, but I am voting. Can't you, what is the fear? What is your fear? Why won't you endorse John Kasich? Why won't you? I know how you feel about Ted Cruz. How is it that you're voting for somebody but you're having to make the decision? Whoa, I'm not endorsing.
Yeah, we're...
Why?
Okay, first of all, it's not a fear. I endorsed Marco Rubio and he lost and stopped that. Now, with John Kasich, if I thought that John Kasich had a viable chance, I'd come out and endorse him. I want to keep my powder dry because this may go to the convention.
So you're voting for somebody who you think doesn't have a snowball's chance. That's what
you're not endorsing him?
No. I think he's a real possibility. But I also, the likelihood is Donald Trump is going to get the nomination. I want Donald Trump to know that if he wants the support of Republicans, he's got to get more substance. He's got to really learn what he's talking about and can't just be talking off the top of his head and making reckless charges. So really what I'm saying is that also it's a good suggestion that maybe John Kasich would be a good choice for vice president. So to come out and endorse someone means that you think right now they have a realistic chance of winning.
So, Peter,
let me ask.
U.S. Representative Peter King from New York, like a New Yorker. I mean, same thing with Donald Trump, Scott. He's not ready to throw his cards on the table. He's not all in for Trump. He's thinking, okay, maybe I can make a deal here. It's just the nature of politics. And that's what I heard out of that. Is that what you heard?
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard. I think this guy's going to win, but I'm not going to endorse him until he tells me what he's going to offer me. Type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It speaks to what we were talking about, that Trump has not been a bridge builder into some of these areas that he needs to figure out. I mean, he's always been the big dog on the block, and he thinks, okay, but politics is about the network. It is about the constituencies that you build, and he needs to figure that out.
But to be fair, the Republican Party hasn't been very, they haven't shown that they're willing to build bridges either here because, first off, at the beginning, they forced him to say that he would endorse the Republican, whoever the Republican candidate was. They basically forced him to say, yes, he would. And now that he's winning, they're all going back on on what they're saying.
Right. It does seem that way. And, they obviously didn't, help the guy by just saying, hey, look, let's make sure you understand certain things have to happen. They've kind of let him go out there because, he's not part of the Ranger games. I mean, he's outside, right? And so, so as an outsider, they kind of let him out there. And I think Donald Trump is also the kind of guy that he's happy to be an outsider. But you got to understand when you're playing, you're the away team and you're playing the home field, you got to figure out, hey, when the ball gets to that corner, how does it bounce,
Well, you got to know the home field rules. And if you're going to go into somebody else's game, you got to play their game.
Exactly.
You can't play your game.
Hey, if you went into New York and you were building a building and you were going head to head with Donald Trump, you think he's going to sit there with all his engineers and his blueprint guys, his experts, and say, hey, Scott, make sure you're aware of this and all that?
Well, regardless of how you feel, how they feel about Trump, he is getting more and more people into the. He's bringing people in that haven't been here before.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm part of the Republican Party and I see that and I'm one of the higher ups, I'm probably gonna extend the an olive branch of some sort and maybe point out some things, just so help guide them, because if he ends up being their the person on the ballot for them and then they're forced to work with him, how's that going to go?
Well, you're exactly right, Scott, because the thing that, people are not talking a whole lot about, and that is the down line. Because, these people may know Trump, but they don't know all the other Republicans down the line for Senator and House that are up for re-election. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues right here. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, for more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And don't forget, at 12:15 Eastern Time, we go live on Facebook, Facebook Live. And, you're invited to join in and let us know your thoughts. We're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. I want to further that conversation and get your input. And, let's define the grievances that, that we need to understand. We need to be on the same page as to the grievances. We've got, different, people all over the place feeling, as I say, different parts of the elephant, talking about the grievances that we're all under and why we see America as being on the wrong track. But I think it's important for us to articulate, and let's crystallize what those grievances are. So we'll further that conversation. You're invited to join us. Just go to Facebook.com/Martinez Live at 12:15. We'll be on the air and looking forward to your response here as we accumulate and begin to present a white paper and develop a white paper on the specific grievances that we the people are have toward our government right now. I think that that's absolutely important. Well, Equal Pay Day was last week, and you go, wow, Equal Pay Day. This is should have been in the absolute wheelhouse of one Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is a feminist idea to raise awareness about the wage gap. And I don't know about you, but I kind of sense that she was a bit hollow whenever she talked about Equal Pay Day. It's just like her heart wasn't into it. And here to enlighten us and put some light on the situation here and tell you if I'm seeing this right or wrong is Heather Madden. She is with the Independent Women's Voice. She's an advocacy project manager there. Heather, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me on. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing wonderful, thank you. And Heather, did I misread something? I just felt like when Hillary was talking about Equal Pay Day, it was like somebody just threw a card in front of her and said, "Hey, talk about Equal Pay Day." She didn't really seem to have a lot of passion and heart and commitment to what Equal Pay Day was all about.
Oh, right. I think that's certainly true. I think that's the case with almost every topic that she talks about, if you ask me. I think it's pretty apparent that Hillary Clinton is trying to mobilize a female voting base for herself. She's been trying to do this since she launched her presidential campaign and even before running for president. The issue is that she's doing this by propagating a false narrative about a wage gap that quite frankly doesn't exist. And, there are one of two ways of looking at this, I think. One is that either Hillary Clinton is not aware that this is simply not true. We know that the wage gap myth has already been debunked. Or, two, she is aware of this, but is knowingly, trying to mislead the American people. Now, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and assume it's the former. But either way, she is, in fact, an equal pay hypocrite. And I say this based on a few real-world examples, at the Clinton Foundation, male executives made 38% more than female executives. Mm-hmm. When you look at her Senate office staff, she had a pay gap larger than the national average. And even currently, women on Clinton's presidential campaign staff make less than men. And, you know, I'm sure that she has a perfectly good explanation for these pay disparities. You know, I bet that her male employees have had different roles, worked longer hours, perhaps more job experience, but that's exactly why there's a wage gap throughout our entire economy. And and that's why the whole premise of Equal Pay Day that you alluded to earlier, that's why it's bogus. And as you pointed out, Equal Pay Day, it was a week ago now. It was on April 12th, and it relies on the Department of Labor statistic comparing two coworkers, one male and one female, and it claims that women receive just 77% of what men are paid. And April 12th is the day of the year when left-leaning feminists say that women's earnings have finally, you know, caught up to what men made during the prior year. But, you know, contrary to what some may think, this doesn't compare apples to apples. It's actually a simple average. It doesn't account for variables that can affect one's pay, you know, regardless of your gender, including the number of hours you work every day, the industry you're in, how dangerous that industry may be, education, years of experience. But when you account for all of these variables, the gap shrinks to just a few percentage points, or in some cases, it's non-existent. And even in other cases, you have younger female workers out-earning their male counterparts. So, you know, I think it's unfortunate that Clinton is, you know, pushing this faulty statistic, and I think that voters are put off by this, you know, utter disconnect between what she says in the public sphere and her own personal behavior.
Well, it's like when it's so blatantly hypocritical, and then and I don't even know if she wonders or even cares that her likable ratings are off, that most people don't trust her. I mean, the percentage of Americans that just flat out don't trust her. But it is amazing to me that she's still a viable candidate after all this.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because polls show that she's doing pretty poorly with young women compared to Sanders. I think she's down by about 30 percentage points. And, you know, I think there are a few reasons for this. You know, one, you know, contrary to what Hillary Clinton and her staff may think, women aren't a monolithic voting bloc. You know, their preferences and their voting behavior is going to vary based on their own individual experience.
Yeah, all you have to do, Heather, is be married to a woman, and you'll realize real quick they're not monolithic. You know what I'm saying? All due respect, I want you to know that. In fact, us guys, we love that. We love that they're not monolithic, okay? I do want to add that so balanced. So anyway, just for what it's worth. One man's perspective.
And the reality is that women want and need very different things. You know, mothers tend to be flexibility maximizers, for example, and women without children tend to be salary maximizers. And so, you know, different women have different priorities. They have different needs. And, you know, I don't think that big government should be a burden to either goal. Instead, we should focus on, you know, empowering women to craft a life that works best for them and their needs, you know, whatever those may be.
Well, one of the things that I appreciate that women have brought to the workplace has to do with flexibility, and that businesses were able, you know, for the most part, able to embrace that. And, you know, that is one of those sidebar benefits that are not, you know, that are not often discussed. And that is that businesses say, look, you know, you've got the goods. We want you on the team. And, you know, if you need to, you know, leave early, or if we need to put you on a 4-day work cycle, you know, hey, we'll work with that. But, you know, in their trade-offs, you know, to have that kind of flexibility in terms of, as you say, that equal pay, you know, and I'm not sure they're quite calculating, you know, the benefit into the equal pay equation, are they?
No, you know, and I think this is why, you know, when we talk about, you know, any policy reforms, I don't think that we should be creating more one-size-fits-all policies because, you know, what, like you said, women are different, and so that's not going to work. So we need to focus on policy reforms that are going to create more jobs and more flexible conditions in the workplace. And this is why Independent Women's Forum recently released our Working for Women report. It can be found at workingforwomenreport.com, and it includes a series of conservative reforms
that would
help women thrive
there it is.
Without growing government.
Excellent. Heather Madden on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Heather. It is 14 after the top of the hour right now.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What great memories, huh, from the summer of 1968, going back away, little Junior Walker. Always good fun to hear them. It's just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. C.J. Sailor is joining us. Good to have him back, a director of free speech at the Young Americans for Liberty. C.J., welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, on Freedom Day last week, Young Americans for Liberty launched the Fight for Free Speech campaign, a national movement committed to ending unconstitutional speech codes and combating threats to free speech on college and university campuses by hosting more than 340 coordinated events nationwide. Did you have to take away some of the chalk from some of the people, too, just to, you know, be fair? What all did you do?
Yeah, we definitely wanted to ensure that folks were not offended by anything that we did last week. No, Bill, it was a great time. We had over 340 chapters, Young Americans for Liberty chapters nationwide engaged in our Freedom Day activities, and they're still going on. They're ending on the 20th, and it was a great time for freedom. Our students are committed to challenging egregious speech codes on campuses that are threatening, you know, free speech. And they're excited and really, really working to get some of these speech codes revised on our college campuses.
Well, this is so critical, CJ, especially when we take a look at what's happening on our college campuses today. According to a recent poll, millennials prefer socialism to capitalism. Is this something that has been directed by academia totally? I sense that it is, but because I just don't know, you know, how kids would grow up and say, I want to be a socialist here.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of factors there, Bill. You know, some come from the administration, some come from the community, but. You know, Greg Lukianoff, the president of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, wrote a great book called Unlearning Liberty. And he really does a deep dive into what's going on in our high schools and some of the concepts and some of the theories and ideology that the students are being taught. And then it carries on into college. And you come to college, you have a student that is cut off from having a civil debate on something that they don't agree with, or if they see a chalking or something that someone writes and they're offended by it, they want to go and complain. And so what we're finding is that students are growing more and more open. They're growing less and less open to having a civil debate on a topic mm-hmm. that they may not agree with. If we take Emory for an example of the chalking incident,
right.
Students saw the talking and they complained to the administration that they felt, one, that their lives were threatened, and two, that they were emotionally distressed. Now, Bill, I went to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a historically mm-hmm. black college. Martin Luther
right.
King is an alumnus. I was an alumnus of that school. Mm-hmm. And I look at what happened during the Civil Rights Movement, that they were actually physically beaten and threatened because of, you know, protesters and folks you know, going against what they were fighting for. And today I look at our students and say, hey, no one is trying to stop you from going to school. No one is trying to, you know, take your rights away. And so it's alarming, but we're working to reverse that course. And I say all the time when I talk to students, Bill, hey, imagine when you graduate next year and you get into the real world and you're driving to work and you see a car that has a bumper sticker, a Trump bumper sticker. What are you going to do? You're going to pull over and call your boss and say, hey, boss, I can't come into work today.
Calling sick. Exactly.
Because I saw a Trump bumper sticker, and it's mm. really, really getting out of hand.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and nobody's calling them on it. I mean, and I think there has to be a responsible way to do that, CJ. I don't want to, you know, necessarily humiliate them, but there needs to be some leadership here to say, come on, you know, life is hard. You know, wear a helmet. You know, let's toughen up here a little bit. And maybe it's just the kids who've been raised, you know, like you say, they've been conditioned in high school. It carries off into college and even more so in college. And because so much is on the line, these kids know that, hey, look, if you buck the professor, and I have a son that's been going through this, is that he's bucking the professor. It's like God's not dead. You know, the first version where you went against what the professor is saying and your grade's at risk. Because of the conservative values that you hold in a territorial, you know, liberal environment. I mean, on this other poll, it's got 40% of millennials want speech censored. I mean, the beauty of our universities, at least in the past and traditionally, have been that it was a bastion for free speech. This is where the ideas could come up, where these young kids could have a chance to begin to, you know, sharpen their swords and debate, you know, the issues of the day and do so in a way, in a constructive manner. But now it's gotten to the point that, you know, like you say, it's taken the form of our government that says if you're not going to toe the line and speak in a way that is consistent with our beliefs, then we're going to marginalize you, and we're going to use every force of the law to do that. And, you know, we're just going to, you know, make you nondescript and invalidate you in every way possible.
Yeah, well, Bill, one of the things, one of the solutions that we're looking at here at Young Americans for Liberty is, we have over 650 chapters nationwide. We have a chapter presence in all 50 states, and we're looking to educate students and the public on the restrictions on free speech on our college campuses. One of the things that we're doing is we're showing the film. We're doing a sneak peek of a film called Can We Take a Joke, which is going to be out sometime this summer. But it's a great film that really dives into the issue of censorship, and it talks about, you know, what happens when comedy, censorship, and outrage culture collide? You got an explosion on campus. We have comedians, you know, Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock, who have said that they are not going to play at a college campus because students are too offended by some of the things that they say. So we're looking to really engage students and educate them on some of the restrictions that are happening on campuses. And, Bill, we're looking at this as an issue that affects everybody, whether if you're a libertarian, a conservative, or a liberal. You know, at some point, you have a point, you have a view that you want to express, and someone may not agree. You know, everything that we say, people may not agree, and you're not going to always have someone that is going to think that you're right or
exactly.
Going to oppose what you're saying. And so we want to create an environment on these campuses that value and respect, you know, our First Amendment rights. Our framers had it right when they drafted the Bill of Rights, and it was our First Amendment to say, hey, we cannot abridge the freedom of speech. I mean, this is the very, you know, very essence of our democracy here in America. We just want to ensure that our campuses are upholding and respecting the First Amendment rights.
What people need to really understand and apprehend here, CJ, is the loss of resources, the loss of input that we have by being closed-minded. Dr. Kim Holmes has written, I think, a definitive book for this time. It's The Closing of the Liberal Mind, it's how groupthink and intolerance define the left. And I would say in certain cases, it's not only the left, but the right as well. His particular motivation was, to take a look at the left because they seem to be more pronounced. But, you know, like anything in our culture, what happens to the left is, you get a cause and effect relationship. So you got these tensions that are going back. So we've got closed-minded people on the left and then the right. And in that process of being closed-minded, if we say, hey, I'm only going to talk with CJ because he thinks he talks my language and we understand each other and we don't get into a conflict, often enough to preclude our relationship. So in the process, we miss out on somebody else who could enter into the conversation and bring in an element and a piece of the puzzle, you know, that is so needed, you know, to come to a solution, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on, Bill. And, you know, our college campus is the basin for intellectual thought and freedom and thought and really exploring new ideas and learning and growing as you get ready to go out into the real world. This is the very place, it's not any other place, you know, in our country in which students should engage in a debate with things that you oppose.
Exactly.
This is how you grow. You know,
this
is how you find, hey, I'm more conservatively or I'm more libertarian or I'm more liberally. But let's not shut down the debate before it happens.
Exactly.
I talk to students every day, Bill. They call and they say, hey, here's what happened on my campus. You know, I'm not able to talk about, you know, the Constitution and to respect.
Yeah.
And
well, CJ, we're out of time. Great job with Young Americans for Liberty. Keep up the great work, and we'll stay in touch. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Coming at you in these 270-plus markets all across the country, around the world via shortwave. Thank you very much, our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, WWCR. Hey, it is time for my good friend Lowell Ponte to be back with us. He's been so busy. What are you guys working on, another book? It seems like another, you know, I give you a couple weeks and you're off to writing another book.
Yeah, open the Bible to Ecclesiastes 12:12. Of books and learning there is no end.
Yes, exactly.
It's so true. The dangers that people now face, many of which haven't been noticed, but we are actually falling into a huge trap economically here, and we explain the trap.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, when you're all contentious and fighting about all this noise and stuff, I'm concerned we're overlooking, the major things to fight over pennies here, Lowell. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And one thing that's happened to people is a lot of folks have hunkered down.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, I'm not going to invest at all until after the election. Well, for some things like stocks, that may be very wise. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about something like gold, the price of gold is going up no matter who wins.
Right.
It'll go up if Bernie Sanders. Understand, too, by the way, 81% of us no longer say we trust our government to do the right thing, and yet people hold off their action based on a political election, based mm-hmm. on what the Fed does. With interest rates, based on what the Treasury does to fund the Wall Street casino, and so on. In other words, we don't even look to whether a company is doing well anymore, or the market in general, or the economy is doing well, because we know it isn't. It's all contingent on government action. And so we've now become a government economy, rather like socialism.
That's pretty scary, isn't it? Isn't it, Lowell? I mean, the fact that the government is dictating and beating the drum here, and as you say, everybody's looking to the government, and they've just been training us, and particularly the last 8 years, we've been so well trained. I mean, President Obama can get us to go to the trough, and he doesn't even have to ring the bell anymore.
It's true. Does the name Pavlov ring a bell?
That was the reference.
Well, look what would happen in the election. Bernie Sanders, let's say this self-proclaimed Vermont socialist in the U.S. Senate wins. He's promised at least $18.5 trillion in additional social spending. He's promised a speculation tax imposed on every stock, bond, and derivative sold in the United States. He would wreck the economy, or he would lock it up. I mean, he'd be able to veto any tax cut Republicans wanted to pass, but he would not be able to pass his own program, so things would just be static for the next 4 to 8 years, mm-hmm. And that means the economy would continue to spiral down. Remember, only a couple of weeks ago, CNBC did an analysis saying, contrary to the government numbers, the massaged numbers the government's putting out, our economy might not have grown at all in the first quarter.
Right.
We may already be in recession. We're just not admitting it. Mm-hmm. If Hillary Clinton won, she might be a little bit more moderate, but she too has been dragged to the left in this campaign. She just promised another $1 trillion in spending. She has promised a transaction tax and a tax on high-speed market trading. She wants to impose a graduated risk fee every year on the big banks. Mr. Obama, you'll remember, has sucked $110 billion out of the big banks, and that means out of you and me if we have accounts there,
mm-hmm.
In order to fund things that Congress will not give him the money to fund. He's found an alternative way to bankroll the government. Mrs. Clinton is still refusing to release transcripts of her three speeches, for which she was paid $675,000 by Goldman Sachs. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has succeeded in making everybody right and left forget that he held an off-the-record press conference with the editorial board of the New York Times. What leaks came out of there indicated that he said to this very liberal newspaper secretly, oh, don't worry, I'm not really going to build a wall. I'm not really going to do anything to stop the flood of cheap workers into the country and so on. And Trump, like Hillary Clinton, has now refused to release the tape of what he told the New York Times. Gee, how reassuring for America.
Yeah, exactly. So much for transparency. I love it when people say they're going to be transparent. I mean, this president said he was going to be the most transparent administration ever. And you know, Lowell, as soon as somebody tells you that, why do you tell me that? Why don't you just be that? You know, just go ahead and do it. And you don't have to tell me, because once you tell me, then I think, oh, you know.
Okay. Hillary is going to wreck the economy in most ways, and that will push the value of gold up and the real worth of the dollar down. So the gold will become more valuable. You don't need to wait for the election to make that bet. In fact, if you do wait, you'll have an interesting challenge, because the GOP may be changing its name, as we put out a study. GOP changing its name to G-O-L-D. Everyone except Marco Rubio and John Kasich has said they would entertain thinking about going back to a gold standard in the U.S. Donald Trump has said it, and he is, I guess, the most sincere lover of gold in one sense. He's slathered everything around him with gold.
Exactly.
His airplane, his chopper, his helicopter. Wherever you go with Donald Trump, there's gold to an absolutely bling point associated with it. So he actually loves gold, though he said it may be very hard to implement. But as to Ted Cruz is the one candidate who's openly called for going back to a gold standard, the kind of thing that Reagan studied in the Gold Commission. Cruz would be bringing that back. And the only way you can make a gold standard work, it's quite workable, but there's so little gold. I mean, after 5,000 years of mining the stuff in the world, we only have enough on the entire planet to make one cube 67 feet on a side. In other words, gold, we have only about enough gold to fill an ordinary two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all of the world's gold supply combined.
Well,
so gold is not going to become cheap anytime soon. And to make it work in our economy, because they printed so many dollar bills conjured out of thin air, you would need to raise the dollar ratio to gold to about $5,000 an ounce, maybe $10,000 an ounce. And what that means simply is gold in dollar terms would suddenly become a lot more valuable than it is today. The election of Cruz or even Trump raises the possibility of our moving back toward a gold standard. And that all over the world would raise the value of the U.S. economy. The other good thing, of course, is liberals cannot maintain or create more of a welfare state. They can't really enlarge government if they're no longer free to just print money as much as they want.
Exactly.
And a gold standard would prevent that. A gold standard would put golden handcuffs on them. They'd have to have an ounce of gold for every, in this case, let's say $5,000 they want to add to the economy. And since they can't just manufacture gold out of thin air the way they do paper dollars, that puts a constraint on the ability to keep enlarging the government.
Could they handle that kind of accountability, Lowell? I mean, you imagine the heads that would be just busting wide open and turning to vapor on the Beltway because they're just so bought and sold and committed to this paper money economy that they've developed. I mean, you're talking some serious brain damage here on the Beltway.
Well, sure. Another study just out has confirmed that only less than 45% of the American people pay no income tax at all.
Exactly.
They just
view
the government as a giant goodie dispensing machine
right.
that they don't have to pay for. Now, they do wind up paying for it. This is the irony, because governments worked out this wonderful scam where they massively tax business. Business adds the cost of those taxes to the cost of everything it sells. And so who winds up paying all of that tax bill? Oh, the consumers.
Exactly.
Not
right.
the company. But the consumers are too dumb to notice that, especially when the same sleazy politicians get up on a stump and say, look at the greed of those capitalist companies. Look how much they're charging you for things. If people could see how much of what that costs, well, the price tag, is really to pass on taxes,
exactly.
they would be utterly appalled. They would overthrow the government overnight.
And Nancy Pelosi wants to convince us that it's good for the economy, though, Lowell, as well. Hey, we're talking with Lowell Ponte.
This is the Nancy Pelosi who also wants you to be able to take your life off and be a painter.
Yeah. Lowell Ponte is with us. We've got more from Lowell on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez and our conversation with Mr. Lowell Ponte, former think tank futurist, whose articles appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and many other publications. He's a former roving editor at the Reader's Digest and co-author with Craig R. Smith of many, many delightful books, of which one of the latest is We Have Seen the Future and It Looks Like Baltimore, American Dream versus the Progressive Dream. That's what it comes down to, speaking of Ms. Nancy Pelosi, right?
Sure, these are dream wars. And what we're doing in this book is, as we did before with Detroit, we're showing what happens when a city is taken over by progressives, when no other point of view exists, and how perverted the city becomes. In the case of Baltimore, they made people dependent on welfare. From that dependency, they've gone to dependence on heroin. Baltimore is now the heroin capital of the United States. 1 out of 10 people there are addicted. And only a year ago this month, you saw the authorities, the left-wing authorities, order the police to back off when rioting erupted in the city. Just let the rioters loot any store they wish, the authorities said. In fact, the mayor of Baltimore, Democrat Mayor Stephanie Rollins Blake, said, "We also gave those who wish to destroy space to do that as well. And we work very hard to keep that balance." What a wonderful message. But that's the kind of governance that's evolved there, by the way, if you want to see what that comes from. Nancy Pelosi was born and raised in Baltimore as the daughter of the mayor, of the Democrat machine boss mayor. And she was taught as early as age 7. You know, somebody called the mayor for a favor, and he would hand the telephone to 7-year-old Nancy Pelosi, and she would say, "You want a building permit from us? Well, here's what you've got to do for us."
Wow.
I mean, she learned how to be a thug, machine boss politician from her own dad, who was
amazing
there.
And well, it served her well. It served her well. Look how much money she's generated, you know. And up until recently, until Peter Schweitzer, in his book Throw Them All Out, specifically pointed out the kind of graft that she particularly was taking advantage of. I mean, the ethics, I can't even believe this, Lowell. The ethics committee for the Senate and the House went along. They said, "Oh, yeah, that's kind of okay for them to do this." And how do you get away with insider trading and the kind of manipulation that they've been doing?
Well, that's one of the perks of power. Mm-hmm. That's why you want to be in the government. And of course, when you talk about the American dream versus the progressive dream, the American dream, of course, was small government. Mm-hmm. It was you and I being able to keep what we earned. It was big individuals and small government. It was owning owning your own home and so on. In Baltimore, as a now progressive city, the American or the progressive dream has replaced the American dream there. It's giant government, government that can give you what you need. You don't have to work anymore. Nancy Pelosi boasted that under a progressive Democrat administration, everyone could go off and be a painter or a poet. You know, you don't need to work anymore. Which sounds wonderful if you have no particular life ambition. Where they're going to get the money from, though, is a question. As Margaret Thatcher, the British Prime Minister conservative, once purportedly said, socialism works wonderfully until you run out of other people's money.
Amen to that.
And other people have been trying to flee here. You notice Barack Obama has just implemented new rules to prevent American companies from fleeing the country.
Well, they're already gone. I mean, you know, what are the Panama Papers? What are they telling us? What about this offshore money? Anywhere $1 to $3 trillion sitting offshore, Lowell. I mean, why should they repatriate that money? There's no incentive for them to, you know, want to bring it here, and we keep disincentivizing. I mean, look at California has been a great laboratory test for the rest of the country on how to get rid of businesses and people. I mean, they lost what, something like 5 million people last year.
Oh yeah, and to states like Texas, and and another example of why we chose Baltimore. You know, early in the American Republic, Baltimore was the Silicon Valley of the United States. It was the second preferred place, second only to New York City, where foreigners would say, I want to pursue the American dream. I want to go to America. Write my boat ticket for second choice, Baltimore, the place they all went to, the first area where the telegraph was implemented, the first modern electronic communication device. Where the first railroad locomotive was built, where the first railroad was established in Baltimore and Ohio. I mean, it was a wonderful, prosperous, progressive, exciting city. And then the progressives came, and they destroyed it. They took it over, and they have turned it basically into a glorified slum.
Right. And Lowell, they have a history of this. I mean, this is their proven track record. How much more do people have to see? Because from city to city and states where these progressive ideas have taken over and they've just run states and cities into the ground like this, you know, but people keep voting for them. I mean, what are they thinking?
You know, Bill, you just reminded me of something. Your listeners are among the best informed and thoughtful people in the country. Mm-hmm. If any of your listeners would like absolutely free and postpaid a copy of our book on Baltimore, it's an amazing read of a fascinating lesson in American history, too. It reads like a movie. We'll be happy to give it to you, absolutely no cost.
Oh, that's very nice.
Even the toll-free number call to get it is free. So it will not cost you a penny, though. I have to warn you, it may change forever the way you view politics and economics. To get a copy of the book, just call 1-800-630-1494. That's 1-800-630-1494. Or as my co-author Craig Smith, whom you see every week on Fox Business with Neil Cavuto. Craig, by the way, we're doing this because Craig doesn't need the money from selling a few books. I mean, he's a billionaire, for goodness sake. And self-made. And therefore, we're just trying to save the Republic. We're trying to save the Constitution for our children and grandchildren. And we're trying to save yours. So this is just to arm you with information of how you can protect yourself in this week of tax day, for goodness sake.
Yes. Yeah, why not? What a great gift. That's very nice of you, Lowell. I appreciate that. Let me remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call, toll-free, 800-630-1494, 800-630-1494. Take advantage of Lowell and Craig's generosity. And like he said, this could be disturbing for you. I don't even say could. I know it will be, because it enlightens you about what is happening in the real world, not what the media is telling about, not what the mainstream certainly is telling you about. This is why we enjoy the position that we're in, to be fully independent, because
and
we can bring you the facts.
It's a fascinating read.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. No, it's terrific.
Understand, this is a 252-page book. Mm-hmm. If you want something shorter, you can also just ask for our 16-page synopsis of the book, if you'd rather have that. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely welcome to get the whole book.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, thank you.
You can read it and then give it to someone else as a gift.
Pass it on, without a doubt. Exactly. Yeah, Lowell, let me ask you, you know, we talked a bit about how the Fed had been interfering with the economy, kind of buttressing this thing up, you know, to get through it. It's almost like they were carrying, you know, President Obama and the progressives' idea of what the economy should look but like, this Keynesian kind of hybrid economy that they've been trying to do that has just, you know, continued to put more power in the hands of a government and taking it and has taken it away from we the people. What do you see the role of the Fed over this next administration coming up?
Well, the Fed is very confused, right? I mean, look at the transitions we're involved in. Europe is now transitioning to a negative interest rate economy, not just zero interest rate as we've been for the last 8 years. Negative rate, meaning you will actually be penalized for having a bank account. They'll actually take your money away rather than you earning money there. What has that done in Europe? It's caused people to keep their money at home.
Exactly.
Hidden under the bed or whatever. So that's a deterrent against savings in the economy. The Fed is now trying to decide whether to raise interest rates, which would make the money more honest, would give people more incentive to have a bank account and so on. But they don't dare. You see, the problem is in Keynesian theory, they're supposed to level out the business cycle by when things are low, they stimulate it by dumping money into the economy. When things are good, they go in and tax. They raise taxes on the economy to get money to save it the next time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to level things out. Trouble is, we haven't had a good time. We've been floating on the edge of deep recession for 8 years now. Even as the government has spent $8 trillion in stimulus, in theory, everybody in the country should be making at least $150,000 a year.
Yeah, but who got stimulated, Lowell? Who got stimulated by this stimulus?
Well, business people got stimulated in that they looked at it, they said this is going to cause chaos in the economy, and they cut back on hiring and expanding their businesses. Foreign people, who, as you said, would have brought money here, as they used to, those people said, you know, it's too risky right now to put money in the U.S. We'll only go in there if things get even worse elsewhere, which admittedly is beginning to happen severely now.
Yeah.
You're seeing Europe going into chaos in the near future. You're seeing China struggle. You're seeing the likelihood of the yuan or the renminbi going down significantly in the next year or two.
Right.
Well, its immediate prospect for threatening the U.S. dollar status as the world's only reserve currency.
Okay.
So there's tremendous uncertainty. The Fed doesn't really know what to do. They've used most of the ammunition they've had, and it hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the economy got worse during the economic stimulus.
Well, Lowell, we got about 20. We got about 20 seconds here.
What are they? They're hamburger flippers.
Yeah, exactly. About 20 seconds left here, real quick. A bit of 20 seconds worth of advice here. What do we do about this, Lowell?
Well, we spent 250 pages writing out advice, showing you what's wrong and how to fix it. And you can get that all for free just by calling 1-800-630-1494. As I'd like to say, think of Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492, but not quite. To get the free book, postpaid, 800-630-1494.
Well, Lowell Ponte has been our guest, former think tank futurist, whose articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and many other publications. Always good to hear the wisdom of one Lowell Ponte and also take advantage of that free book coming your way. Postage paid, everything's handled for you. All you got to do is make the call. Lowell, thank you so much for being with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.